Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Mike Lindell is the epitome of living the American dream. We all know him as the founder of MyPillow, and it was Mike who designed and crafted what is probably the most successful pillow in history. But he has also been attacked for his support of President Trump and for his focus on making our elections more secure. You're going to hear my conversation with Mike Lindell from CPAC coming up next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Corlettis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you're joining us again this week. Loved having you here. We got a great episode coming up for you. Each week we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. All right, well, let's get right into today's program here. Mike Lindell has experienced some tremendous highs and some extreme lows. As the founder of MyPillow, Mike has achieved enormous success. He also struggled for many years with a crack cocaine addiction. He got clean and he got sober and he found Jesus. But when he raised legitimate questions around that 2020 presidential election, he found himself canceled, investigated, subpoenaed, and sued. We covered all those subjects when he stopped by the Moms for America media booth at CPAC recently.
Well, look who's in the hot seat. We have got the CEO, the founder, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is in the house. They happen to have your booth right next to us. So this has been fun. Everybody's lining up to meet Mike. Right. Welcome to the Moms for America podcast here.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, lots to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. But let's start out with CPAC. You're speaking on the stage, or did you speak yet? I'm not sure.
Tomorrow morning at 10:15.
All right, what's your message?
My message is our voice, and this affects Moms for America, too.
Uh-huh.
You go back to January 7th and 8th of 2021. That's the day we almost lost our voice forever. 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed. If you spoke out about Jesus, against the vaccine, or against the election, or about the machine.
Right.
If you did, you were deplatformed. Everyone else was what? They were in fear of even posting anything, right?
So true.
Parler got deplatformed. Zuckerberg's Facebook deplatformed people. Dorsey's Twitter, all these, YouTube, Vimeo, all they just deplatformed. Our voice went down to a little tiny dot.
Yes. You know,
and it was just, and then it all came back to life over the last 4 years. And CPAC was very important to that. Moms for America was. When back then when I met, way back then, it was just, you guys were just very small in its infancy. And I spoke and got, I actually got an award from you.
Yes, you sure did.
I got one of the first awards with Governor Kristi Noem with you guys. But I knew back then we needed a new voice. We needed the people's voice. And you had a very significant time in history was in February 4th of 2021, the day that Smartmatic sued Fox News. All the conservative media went silent. The Foxes, the Newsmaxes of the world, they went silent because of Lawfare, okay?
Yeah.
So we lost all that. Then all you were left with was the fake news, the attack news, which I had to use now the last 4 years, just continuing getting attacked, being able to get the word out. And so my message is tomorrow, what's different now than 4 years ago? Of course, we got our great real president, Donald Trump, in.
Right.
But what's different now, if we would have had him in without our voice that's changed, it'd be different. All the good things going on, they would be putting out as negative things or that we wouldn't even hear about,
right?
Now you can't stop us. Everybody's got a platform. We have Lindell TV, all the, you have Getter, Gab. True Social, even Zuckerberg's trying to act like he's all for us now. You got Elon Musk that bought X. So you have all these platforms now. People get their information from the people.
Right.
From the people. We don't have to listen.
We are all journalists now.
We're all journalists. We don't have to listen to Fox News or CNN, which is one is just as bad as the other.
What about Lindell TV? I mean, there's so much to talk about. I saw a lot of new promotion coming out.
This is really
new shows, new talent.
Where we're at there is, you know, that with it, when that came out, when I started, it was originally Frank's Speech on Lindell TV back in 21. The reason I did it was when I came out with the movie Absolute Proof on February 5th of 2021, the media didn't even attack me. They went silent. And that scared me. I'm going, you know what? If that's how I was getting the word out. If they quit attacking me, how am I ever going to tell what I have?
Right.
So that was the birth of Frank's Speech, which then became Lindell TV. Now, recently, it's been a mini transformation. We went public last summer. That's call letters FSBN. So we're a public traded company now, but because I want everybody to have a voice in. But
yes.
We now are 24/7 streaming. We're on Roku, Vimeo, Apple TV, Amazon, Fire Stick. But we're on
everywhere.
All these. And we have Mayor Rudy Giuliani, the greatest mayor that ever walked the planet. He's on there. We have Emerald Robinson, myself.
What a great lineup.
And we have, what's really big news, is we have two White House correspondents now. The president, we're right inside, we're on the grounds. Every afternoon, you want to watch something that's covered, you watch Lindell TV, you're going to get right in the, you know, right there. We were the ones asking the questions the other day in the Oval Office. So it's just a beautiful blessing that to be able to be that close to the news that we all need. And they, so we have that. And then we also have another thing on there. It's called the Lindell Report. It's a news aggregator. Every single article that's out there, you check in the morning, and you're gonna, if it's in the news, we've got it. So you can click on it and watch and just pick and choose. And so we've really improved. And then you press a button and you go to Vocal Social, which, by the way, you can get all these on the App Store, and either just put Mike Lindell apps. But Vocal Social, VOCL Social, is owned by Lindell TV too, and that is Facebook on steroids.
Oh,
it's
boy.
All you can put in your own. It's got an election app on there, so you can go.
What to, don't you have on there?
It's everything. I mean, it's your one-stop shop, because
I like
that's
that.
One of the things we lacked was, and when I get on that stage tomorrow, you know, I'm going to say that the big benefit we have now is our voices have horizontally expanded.
Right.
And that voice is so important for the next year, really the next year. In our country, we got to get to paper ballots hand counted. The number one fight that's still left to be, that's the final frontier right there. If we don't stop that, we can't let this be just a moment in history and they steal everything back. 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines.
132.
And why did they ban them? Because why? Because they can be used for stealing elections. And Argentina, the great country of Argentina, they were the last ones to come on board and get rid of them. They did it in 4 months.
What do you think? Do you think we will?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got my team's on the ground. By the way, when you come to Lindell TV, you can learn all about there. We have the Election Crime Bureau, and I have the Cause of America. We have 300,000 people in all 50 states working on the ground with all the counties to get rid of the machines and go to paper. We also, I'm working with a good friend of mine from the top down. We really believe he wants, you've heard him say it many times, we're going to go to paper ballots hand counted.
You have been on the forefront of that. You have been the champion. Thank you. We have shared all of your information.
Right.
We want transparency.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want fairness.
Yeah.
Once we don't have a fair election, we don't have a country.
No, you don't have a country.
All right, after this break, we'll continue our discussion with Mike Lindell about election integrity, his crack cocaine addiction, and finding faith and freedom. We'll be right back. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family. Just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
For the moms of Moms for America out there, Carter Your Miracle really truly helped me out personally, and I could see that. But it also helped my mom out, it helped my wife out, it helped my sister out, it helped my friends out. I've really seen the benefits, and this is a time for healing our bodies, our minds, and our souls. And Carter Your Miracle has done that for me, and I think it also can do it for our moms. Head to our link, cardiomiracle.com/moms, for a discount and to get started today.
Welcome back, moms. Before we continue our interview, I'd like to invite all of you to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. Please go ahead and do that. That's how we get our podcasts out. I would appreciate that. Let your mama friends know about Moms for America's podcast. Also, if you have an idea or topic for us, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I would love to hear from you and any suggested topics you may have. Lastly, I want to invite everyone listening to please join the movement here at Moms for America. We are moms uniting all across the country, fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. We have incredible resources for you moms, from the cottage meetings to seminars, webinars, everything that happens at your kitchen table, the issues that you discuss with your children in your home. We have it at Moms for America. We have answers for you. We have support for you. How do you join? You just go to momsforamerica.us. You sign up for our newsletter, fill out any of the forms there, get the information that you would like to receive from us right there on our website. Again, it's momsforamerica.us. Please visit us and join the movement. All right, now let's return to my CPAC interview with my Pillow CEO, Mike Lindell. Mike has been vilified, we all know that, by the left for his position that the 2020 election was stolen. Now, in part two, we talked about election integrity. We talked about Mike's addiction and how he found freedom. But first, let's hear a little bit about what he said on the main stage at CPAC.
In the spring of 2020, in another divine appointment, I spoke at the Rose Garden, and I said, God has given us grace for such a time as this. Well, then we were hit with the China virus and a stolen election, and over the next 4 years, people would come up to me all the time and say, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. And I would say, oh, but it is. God uses all things for good for those who believe. And the president and I were talking one day, and I was saying that, you know, that we were talking about how our country was getting completely destroyed everywhere. And I told him, I said, you know, Mr. President, these bad things are actually helping. They're opening people's eyes, and it'll end up being a good thing. And he said, well, Mike, they're destroying our beautiful country, and it's going to take so much to fix it all. And I said, sir, with God, all things are possible, and God working through you, you'll get it fixed faster and better than ever. Well, hasn't this first month been a miracle, huh? Thank you, Mr. President, for getting so much done in such a short period of time. It actually is a miracle. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Everybody loves our president. Some just don't know it yet. We're in an apex in history with all the technology of artificial intelligence and all this stuff. Who's going to regulate that? People that you elect, I hope, instead of that are evil that selects, right? We need people that are elected. I have no problems if they're elected.
Right.
People,
you know,
fair election.
Fair election. The people voice.
The night of the election, I was in West Palm Beach. I was at the convention center. It was 2:30 in the morning, and all the usual suspects. You had Washington Post, CNN, New York Times. All their reporters are in front of me, surrounding me, because they've all become kind of weird friends of mine. As they've attacked me over the years, and one of them sticks a microphone on, they go, "Mr. Lindell, now that your friend just won the election, do you think that election was stolen?" I said, "You guys know me. I would never trust any election ever that was done with computers." And I said, "But I want to thank each and every one of you." I said, "All of you have attacked me relentlessly every day for 4 years."
Sure did.
And I said, "I was able to get the word out through you guys. And I want to thank you for help electing the greatest president ever." And they all went, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, that wasn't the goal for that. But it surely, you surely did use it, even for your business.
Yeah.
I mean, for MyPillow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, canceled
you?
Yeah. They canceled and canceled. MyPillow, it's the most attacked company in history. And we lost most of the retail. And everyone says, "Well, now Donald Trump said it should all be better." No, now the IRS has attacked MyPillow. It's been three years. They're attacking Keith Ellison in Minnesota. The attorney general has attacked my Lindell Recovery Network for addicts. He's attacked that. I mean, this is, everyone asks yourself.
Like, it's like President Trump and you as far as being attacked.
Think about this, everybody. Why would they still be attacking me now more than ever when President Trump's in?
Right.
Okay. They can't use the excuse, "Oh, Mike wants to overturn the 2020 election." They can't use that excuse.
Okay.
Why are they attacking me?
Why?
Because I want to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. That's the only reason they're attacking me. Period.
Well, they know who they're messing with.
Yeah,
I've never
given up.
No,
and
you're
they know
not.
That. And they know that. And we've got to go to paper ballot like all the other countries. Do you realize not just with the 132 countries that have banned computers in their voting, there's over 100 countries have banned early voting and mail-in voting.
Uh-oh.
And now think about this. We have the worst election platforms in the world. Nobody's worse than the United States.
How sad
is that? Isn't that sad? And
yeah.
Everyone says, "Well, Mike, those Democrats." No, it's not the Democrats. You guys, my biggest pushback was the deep state uniparty Republicans. The uniparty, this was the uniparty that was in there. You got people like Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, the Secretary of State. John Merrill, in the summer of 21, when I bought all the voter rolls in the country, and Alabama cost me $40,000. I get him in there, and I go to that Secretary of State, John Merrill, a Republican, and I said, "John, look at your voter rolls here. 4,662 people voted that were over 110 years old." He looked at me and said, "Well, we live pretty good here in Alabama." And I said, "That's not funny, John." And now you see Elon Musk right now finding all those people getting Social Security.
Right.
Think of your voter rolls.
Right.
No, think of your voter rolls. People, it's crazy.
A lot
millions
of dead people
upon million.
On the voter rolls.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. What got me, that knowing it was computers in December of 21, I did my own due diligence. I'm a numbers guy. I look at numbers every day. But I looked at all these counties across the country and states. I'm going, wait a minute. You could pick any county, and you had all these people that voted that didn't live in the county. And I'm going, I just couldn't imagine. People are good people going, "Hey, let's go. Let's run into from Minnesota. Let's go into Wisconsin and vote for Biden. Who's with me?" Nobody would do that, okay? And when you take 15 million votes, you think that many people are corrupt? No, it was, here's a button. Let's press the button.
And by the way, you exposed all that.
Yeah,
which
it's
was
all
so
exposed. And now,
incredible.
And now you got, you know, getting Elon on board last summer. Remember in June of last summer, he said, he put out an X or Truth Twitter, whatever they call it now. He said, he says, "We've got to get rid of the electronic voting machines and go to paper ballot." Here's one of the smartest guys in the world that knows tech.
He knows.
And he got to see our stuff. He got to look at it.
Yeah.
When he put that on, I go, praise the Lord.
Yeah. God. Mike, so much to talk about still. I just want you to go over this book. From what I understand, I went through the different registration, but everyone got a copy of your book at CPAC? Tell us about this book, because I know a lot of people know your story, but I want to make sure
they do. When this book came out, and by the way, that hologram is when the drug dealers did an intervention. I was up for 14 days and wanted me to quit. It's quite a story, right?
Wow.
And to quit crack cocaine. But when the book's called, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? And with the book, when it first, it took me 7 years to write, and I've had 14 near-death experiences. I use mathematics to prove that God exists. Like, here's a one in a million, or here's a one in a billion, or this is impossible. When do you add it together and it becomes a miracle? So in this book, you're getting the whole, my basically transformation. Well, I had never voted, and when I in my life, I was a crack addict. I'm going, what politics, who cares? And then all of it, you know, I was set free on January 16, 2009. That's in the book. But that wasn't the day I was saved. That was February 18, 2017, just a few days ago.
To God be the glory.
Yeah. And but what happened back then was God's chasing me, and I'm going, show me more, show me more, show me more, show me some more things that have to be you, God.
Right.
And as you read the book,
like, prove yourself,
yeah, prove
God.
Yourself. And in the book, that's how you go through this. You're going, wow. Because I kept pictures that prove these things happen in the book. I'm getting my head cut off in Mexico on a family vacation. Just little things like that.
Yeah.
Right? Guns to my head. All these bizarre things. But what really hit me home was, like my other friends too, all of a sudden, I'm in the White House. You know, I had this divine appointment with before Donald Trump was president in August 15th of 2016. But things started happening to me then that are absolutely impossible. Now, I'll go live to the nation, and you're the president sitting there, and I'm sitting here live to the nation. My friends are at home going, and there's a lot of them are still crack addicts, and they fell on the Lord that day going, what is this crack addict doing sitting next to the president? Jesus is real, because this would be impossible if it wasn't God.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
And you go through it, and it's funny, when this book ends, it says to be continued. It was like 2018 or 19. I was speaking at Liberty College, and where I couldn't talk. And you know, the only things you'll find out in the book, I couldn't speak in public. I could not talk. Two people.
No,
I was very angry.
Yes. Not you. Come on.
I had very much a fear of rejection, and you don't get if you don't talk, you don't get rejected. That's a simple thing,
sure,
right?
I understand.
And even
yeah.
when I went back to sell pillows, if I was in my booth, I was fine. If I stepped out of my booth, I'm going, I got to get back behind the booth. That was a shield. It was
Look
like a shield.
God has done.
And when I was saved on February 18, 2017 and did a full surrender to Jesus Christ, it was like a relief. I forgave myself for stuff that had happened in the past, and then I just gave it to God. People say, how do you keep going? You're attacked every day. And I'm going, you know, I give the glory to God that I'm going to get through this. But 2 months after that, I spoke at U.S. Bank Stadium, a guy that couldn't speak, to 60,000 people at a Christian, a big Christian event, and I led him in prayer. I would have told you that it's impossible, you know.
Wow.
Of course, then I haven't stopped talking, you know. So God using
Hard
my voice, I consider this, you know, all of our voices. You go back to January 7th and 8th of 21. I was given all my evidence on January 9th. All those things that I had looked at myself going, this is impossible with people. Then I was given machine evidence on January 9th, and I never looked back. I go, if we don't solve this now. Now, I thought, when I get this to the White House and it'd be in time to save our country, going, I got to get this. This
right.
is the answer.
Right.
Let's get it there.
Because it was an emergency.
Yes. And I get through January 15th. I was also delivering papers for some lawyers. You've all seen the famous picture where I'm by the White House with martial law stuff on there. Well, when that went viral, I mean, that was the most seen picture. I got it in my booth, actually. And I looked over the hill, and here come the media over the hill, and it was just crazy. It basically hushed out of the White House, even though I had this evidence. And I remember riding across the bridge into Virginia or whatever, riding across, and my good friend Ben Carson called me. And Ben goes, did you get it to him? And I said, no. I said, they chewed me out of there, and I felt like a failure. He goes, well, Mike, he goes, maybe, you know, maybe he said a lot of things were in God's timing.
Right.
God doesn't look
at
November 3rd. God doesn't look at December 14th or January 6th. He goes, maybe things have to happen. A lot of things have to happen before before this will all be revealed.
That's very wise.
And those words gave me a peace.
Yeah.
And I get into Virginia, and I remember my daughter sends me a text, and I'm by the thing with this martial law thing that wasn't even my papers going, get out of there, what are you doing? And that started off the biggest, 4 years of everyday attacks, And,
well, thank you for standing strong. Yeah. I mean, to our moms, I would love for you to just give some advice to them, because a lot of people are getting attacked for their beliefs, whether it's their political, their Christian, their faith, they're going to protect their kids. Right. To our moms, who else can give a good fighter message than you to our moms?
Here's what I say is, there's a couple things. One is, we're in the best time to be alive. God's given us grace for such a time as this, and God uses all things for good of those who believe.
Amen.
And I see people all the time, they go, Mike, I prayed and my prayers didn't come true, and I prayed and I prayed. And I said, you know what? Those are reactionary prayers. You're praying, and I said, I used to do it all the time when I was in jail or whatever. God, please get me out of this, whatever, and I'll never do it again. And I said, they might not be, just so everyone hears this, it might not be God's will, okay? And you're going, okay, so
that
you look at these prayers
for,
that
you're
praying for might not be God's will at that time.
Right.
So where do you find God's will? God's will is in the Word. If you stay in the Word and you read your Bible and you get into the Word, now you can be proactive in prayer.
And He'll reveal
and
Himself.
And they line up beautifully.
Yes.
So you're going, okay, God, if this is your will, this to happen, you're being proactive prayers. I had to come to that, the last four years,
true.
Because if you looked up the word patience, Google it, you didn't see my picture, trust me. But I had to learn patience.
Sure.
And I've likened this all on, I can look back now and say, things like you see in my book, wow, that had to happen, or this one to happen.
There
that
is
had to
a
happen.
Rollout. There's that, a journey
it's
a, that
it's
God
a
has
journey,
us on.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've told, I remember telling the president, I said, all these things happening, when you got to December of 2019, everybody's going, wow, everybody's lives here had been so improved, whatever, no matter where you started from, because of political decisions made by a great man that he learned it would manifest to help all people. Then you get turned on your head. They give us the China virus, and they give us Biden in this. And now, what did more help to the country? I would say the damage. As they damaged us, people are going that we're over
they
here.
They had to see it.
It opened people's eyes
it
going,
did.
This is terrible.
Attacking parents.
This is terrible.
Shutting down the
and
schools.
And I remember
yes.
being with the president, and he says, but Mike, I'm telling God uses all things for good, and this is all, evil is greedy, and they're greedy. The more they, the more they, I told him, I said, you keep getting indicted. I said, you're going to have more votes than voters like Pennsylvania, because everybody was pouring into this bucket. But I told him, I said, with God, all things are possible,
amen.
And you'll get it fixed faster than anyone ever. And look what he's done this last month. It's incredible. This is a miracle, everybody.
It is.
Absolute miracle. If you'd, everybody, think about 3 years ago, or 4 years ago when everybody, wow, the feeling you had after January of 21, how you felt and going hopelessness and everybody, and that's why everybody now, they come
the
up to me.
The energy here is great
hope. And everybody, but it's not over. We have to go to paper ballots and count, so we never go down that dark path of evil again. This has been a spiritual battle of biblical proportion, beyond anything you've ever seen in history.
It was.
And by the way, it's also the greatest revival for Jesus Christ ever. People don't look to Jesus when things are going good.
Right.
It's when things are
struggles.
Going bad.
Yeah.
And people, you talk about my book too. If anybody out there is in addiction, mirrored in addiction, or you think they're incorrigible, go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's free. They will go there. They know me. I've known everywhere, the addicts. They'll go there out of curiosity, and they'll just be grabbed.
Yes.
Thank
you. So thank you for your message.
That's why I gave out the books free here.
You sure did. Again, check all that out. And addiction is a huge situation right now all across the country, especially with fentanyl. All of this attack on our kids and the open borders with all the drug coming in. I know
that you're there helping
people.
Yeah, no, thanks.
We appreciate
you. And if you want to help out MyPillow, here we are, CPAC, promo code CPAC.
There we go. Get yours. I've got mine.
Support Moms for America. They're great. I feel like I was one of the help
you
when
were.
It was founded way back when.
You were. Thanks so much, Mike.
God
appreciate
you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. You've been fighting the good fight for several years and at great personal and financial sacrifice. So moms, do some shopping over there at MyPillow.com and support Mike and all the great products he has there. And as always, thanks to our moms for being a part of this program. Please share this. Please like and subscribe. Tell your moms about Moms from America podcast. I so would appreciate that. We're here to support you moms with our programs, our resources, our seminars, our webinars. We have incredible support to help you on your journey through motherhood. Go to momsforamerica.us, join the movement, check us out. We've got incredible information there helping you raise your kids in this culture. And we have everything from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress. So again, please check us out because we want to help you raise your kids and raise the next generation of patriots. All right, moms, I'm going to see you next week. And let's keep changing our country one home at a time. I'll talk to you soon. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and Tuvu. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.